For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Lots of films this weekend and maybe plays based on films in Central Kentucky. Here to give us a preview, Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, welcome.
Thank you.
The Studio Players, they're doing The Graduate. Of course, that's a 1960s film that starred Dustin Hoffman. What are Studio Players doing with it?
Well, they're presenting the stage version of it, which is kind of an adaptation of both the novel and the movie. So they try to hit, you know, a lot of the high points of the movie, like a lot of the iconic lines and things of that sort. One thing that will be interesting to people who go to see it who are very familiar with the movie is there are some very familiar things, but then it also really expands on the story in a number of ways. Like there are some key scenes like between Mrs. Robinson and Elaine that never showed up in the movie that kind of help explain things a little bit more. And the story actually extends beyond the movie, which ended right after Elaine's wedding. And, you know, the story in the stage version goes on a little bit after that and explores the aftermath of what happened there. But for people who are big fans of the film, it should be a fun chance to see another take on it.
Now, you had to explain who this fellow was to me before we went on air. Harry Dean Stanton. I did not recognize his name, but I know a bunch of the movies that he was in, and there's a film festival in Lexington this weekend that features those movies.
Right. Harry Dean was born in West Irvine, Kentucky, and went to Lafayette High School and the University of Kentucky before he went on to a very long film career. I mean, as we were talking to some of the people at the Lexington Film League, he's a guy who's been in films directed by Alfred Hitchcock and David Lynch. And, you know, I mean, his career has just spanned many, many decades. He's a great character actor, which, like you said, sometimes you may not really recognize him, but he's one of those guys, if you Google his photo, he'll go, oh, that guy, you know, and, you know, he's been in so many different films. So they're screening a number of them, starting with Pretty in Pink, and then they have screenings of Straight Time, which is a Dustin Hoffman film, and Repo Man, which was an iconic sort of cult film to children of the 80s, such as myself.
And the University of Kentucky, UK Opera, is staging Phantom of the Opera. That's a first for Lexington.
Right, and this is happening in October, but they announced it this week, and it's kind of a big deal because, you know, Phantom of the Opera has sort of been the Broadway musical of the last, you know, quarter century, or now a little bit more than that. But it has never played Lexington, and the two reasons are that they, until recently, had not released the rights to it. Also, the touring production is just too big for the Lexington Opera House. They can't get all that stuff in there. But UK put in for and got the rights to produce their own production of the show, and it will be going up in October. So finally it will play Lexington.
Rich Copley, thank you for playing Lexington.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can read more of Rich's writings and find out what's going on this weekend by going to the Weekender section in the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. You can also find out what's going on online by going to the WEKU events calendar at our website, weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.